I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, appreciate y'all having me. Thanks a lot.
He is Clay. Travis joins every single Tuesday here on the show. All right, we will be back. Rod Hampton going to be in studio at 125. He's in town because his son RJ is obviously playing tonight inside FedEx Forum against the Grizz. So we'll talk to him about that. RJ Hampton and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's radio.com cash time. Weekdays at the top of every hour, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. And right now, we're putting cash in your app.
This hour's cash word is camera, C-A-M-E-R-A. Text camera, C-A-M-E-R-A to 72881. You have it until 2 o'clock to do it. Get a chance to win $1,000 with the radio.com cash word here. And we're doing it every hour, 9 through 5, top of every hour. So this hour's word is camera. Text camera, C-A-M-E-R-A, to 72881. You have up until 2 o'clock and a new code word right before Giannotto and Jeffrey at 2 p.m.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Have you noticed cracks in the bricks above your garage? If so, do not ignore them, because this is Gary Parrish reminding you that this is not the type of problem that's just going to go away on its own. It's the type of problem that's going to eventually become a bigger and more expensive problem unless you address it now, because what it suggests is that you have a lint problem, which is common, but still bad. The good news, American Standard Foundation, they can fix it for you. They offer a lintel lift, which is the only patented system for lintel repairs. They can fix everything without having to rebuild your entire garage door area. It could save you thousands of dollars. Now, I understand that if you see those cracks, your instincts might be to just ignore them. The same way in lots of ways. But trust me, it's a dumb approach to this very specific problem, because once you see the cracks, the real damage is on the way. Could be weeks, could be months, but the real damage is coming, so you need to attack it before things get worse, or you can wait. But then you're going to have a very expensive problem on your hands. So when you pull into your home, look above your garage, see if you see cracks. I hope you don't. But if you do, contact ASFR and get a free quote for the patented lintel lift repair solution. Just visit asfoundationrepair.com, click the lintel lift tab, or give them a call, 901-390-5568.
Here's an equation that you are really going to like. It all adds up to big savings. So let's do the math. Now you can get Xfinity Internet and Xfinity Mobile each for $30 a month. That equals Wi-Fi from America's best internet provider and the best LTE on the go. It's the ultimate coverage solution. It's all in the numbers. You can save up to $800 a year on your wireless bill with Xfinity Mobile. And until October 27th, you could even get $250 back when you purchase an eligible smartphone. It's basically the perfect equation. Xfinity makes saving simple, easy, awesome. Don't miss out on Xfinity Internet and Mobile each for $30 a month. You'll get internet now with up to 100 megabits per second download speed for 12 months with a one-year agreement, and Xfinity Mobile with 3 gigabytes of shared wireless data. Just go to Xfinity.com/savebig, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires eco bill and auto pay. Internet offer ends 10/27/19. New performance internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply. Mobile savings compares to Verizon and AT&T plans. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
I'm on Deadman's Bend at midnight when my gas light pops on. I see a gas station ahead. Just my luck. Or is it? I walk in. The attendant lifts a bony finger towards me and croaks, "You want a Halloween jumbo box?" I whisper it, terrified, "No." And as I leave, he asks the lady behind me. She says, "Okay." And then...
she wants $75,000!
Scare up some cash with the Halloween Jumbo Bucks Instant Game. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, head-raising fun. Please play responsibly.
1, 2, it's coming for you. 3, 4, you could win much more. 5, 6, on a scratch ticket. 7, 8, it's not too late. The new haunted Jumbo Bucks Instant Game. With a top prize of $75,000, it's a terrifyingly great way to celebrate Halloween. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly. 9:10. Time to play again.
This is Gary Parish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Hey, I'm Archie, a Pep Boys service tech. You know, wet leaves and slick roads can cause your tires to slip, so you need tread with good grip. Celebrate Fall Car Care Month at Pep Boys and get quality tires with good traction.
Now at Pep Boys, buy three Kumho KU22 tires, get the fourth free, and $50 back by manufacturer mail-in rebate. Plus, get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card, now through October 20th. Four tire installation required. Credit card subject to credit approval. See restrictions at PepBoys.com. Visit your Pep Boys service and tire center today.
This is happening. Me in my office on Monday. Project hanging over my head like an anvil. And the new guy Rick shows up.
Been thinking about your problem there, boss. The answer's Upwork.
I'm not sure about Rick, but now I'm on Upwork and I'm seeing all the freelance help I need. Creative directors, designers, PMs, all available now. Then I see something even better. Project delivered. With Upwork, this is happening.
People call me R-Dog.
Yeah, that's not happening, Rick.
Upwork. Hire freelancers. Make things happen.
This is Gary Parish reminding you that the only place to get world championship barbecue in the Memphis area is at Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, the 8-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. It's great for lunch or dinner, and if you need catering, they can handle that too. Just order online at memphisbbqco.com. Melissa is so respected, she's been invited to cook at the James Beard House in NYC on November 2nd. That's one of the most prestigious honors a chef can receive. So if you're looking for great barbecue, you know where to go. Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Radio.com cash is coming up at 2 p.m. Get the code and you could win $1,000 from 92.9 FM ESPN. Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Pirates cook it up like Kyrie trades you out. Penny Hardaway is University of Memphis basketball coach. Been a pretty good week for the Tigers, and he joins us now. Coach Hardaway, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Everything is good over here. So how would you assess the pro day, man? How did everything go?
No, it was a success. It was a beautiful thing to have, you know, 85 NBA general manager scouts in our building to watch our kids perform. And, man, it was just a beautiful sight.
For the first time going off on one of these, Penny, you're bringing this program for the first time. Seemed like some of the feedback from the scouts was, wow, what a first-class operation. I imagine that's something you figured was going to go first class, but you got to be awfully proud of the way it went off too, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. You know, we take pride in what we do, you know, me and the staff, and we train like that on a daily basis, so it wasn't like it was scripted. It's something that we do when we work on development every day. So with the scouts coming in, of course, we added a couple more things, but for the most part,
yep.
We do that on a daily basis. So the kids were sharp. They gave the proper amount of energy. And I'm glad that the scouts were satisfied.
Coach, what do you tell your players before something like that? You've been through these combines and all that and folks getting prodded and poked at and all that. What do you tell a player who may want to go out there, maybe do something, you know, that he's not necessarily comfortable doing? What's your advice to guys in that setting?
Well, to let them know that I know that it was going to be nerves, it's going to be anxiety, it's going to be, you know, some nervous energy, but to just relax and try to do what you do. The one thing that they don't want to see you do is to do things that you're not accustomed to doing.
Yeah.
Go out there and play the game the right way and play hard, and everything, you know, will fall into place. They know you're not perfect. They know you're going to make mistakes, and when you make mistakes, to keep your head up, don't show frustration, move on to the next play, and just relax.
Penny, you mentioned it, over 80 NBA scouts, general managers, executives in Memphis in your building to watch your team. How important is it for you? You know, you're telling this story. You're telling the story of come to Memphis. We can get you better prepared for the NBA than anybody else. And here you are. You have the entire NBA in your building. How important is it for you and your message, you know, for Memphis to be the epicenter of basketball like it is right now?
Yeah, it's very important to me because obviously we do have that message to kids because it's important to them when we talk to them that they want to get to the next level. So if we provide them with the things that are going to help thrust them there faster, I mean, who wouldn't want to be in front of 80-plus GMs and scouts in their own building doing what they do on a daily basis and being able to show their strengths to the scouts and to put themselves on the map, even if they weren't on the map, and if you were, to even think about going even higher or getting even better in their eyes. So I think with talking to the kids around the country, we want Memphis to be that place. We want Memphis to be mentioned, you know, hey, that's the place where you can go and you know you're going to be taught, developed, and have an opportunity to be seen.
Was talking to an NBA scout who was there yesterday, Penny, and one of the guys that he mentioned stood out to him was Boogie Ellis. And I'm seeing from the Memphis basketball Twitter account that he had a 40.5-inch vertical jump.
Lord.
Did that surprise you, or did you know Boogie had that kind of bounce?
No, we knew Boogie had that type of bounce. He doesn't show it all the time. Because he's more of a jump shooter, really smooth. But we're asking him to show it more because, you know, to go to that next level, you need to show everything. Don't hide that from the scouts. But it was great for them to have the vertical leap and the speed and show their speed and show their agility in front of these guys, and they can read these numbers on paper. But, yeah, we wanted them to showcase everything that they had yesterday in the drill work, and they did. So that, and it helps you out because a lot of times those scouts don't know everything about you, so it's good to show everything when they're there.
Have you seen all the measurements yet? Like, have you, like, studied them or anything like that?
I have not. I will actually see those today.
Okay.
And I was watching, you know, through the glass, Mike, myself, and Cody, and was really impressed with some of those guys. They've actually were jumping higher than they do in practice, you know, so they were really hyped yesterday to show everything that they had, which is great.
Coach, what's the most important thing you want to get accomplished between now and your exhibition opener against Christian Brothers on the 24th?
Man, just the chemistry, just trying to keep these guys loving each other, keep these guys rooting for each other. I think everything else will handle itself. I think that if we can get an environment or a culture of family and really mean it, then the basketball side of it will be easy. I think it's just as quickly as they can gel on the court, the better it's going to be for us. And that's going to take for them to be close and to believe in each other. Because when you have a young team, everybody wants to kind of put it on their own shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
They have to try to do it. They have to do it together. Not try to do it. They have to do it together and believe in one another.
We are, of course, talking to Memphis basketball coach Penny Hardaway. Big week for the Tigers. They're having a pro day and over 80 scouts from the NBA and executives in town for it. Obviously, when you think back to 2019 in that recruiting class, Penny, James was the anchor. Like, James was the magnet, so to speak. He's the guy everybody wanted to play with. So now that you got that sewed up, you got the number one class, what do you need from James on the court this year?
We need leadership. We need him to be vocal. We need him to be a defensive monster. That's something that I challenge him on every day, rebounding, blocking shots, and being a rim protector for us in that paint. And the last thing is just like leadership through his energy every day in practice. If he's going hard, then he can get on the other guys about doing the same thing and try to raise everybody up to the level that he's trying to play. And it's been working. He listens to everything that we tell him. He's a sponge. He wants to do whatever it's going to take for us to win. And that's the beauty of James. He's kind of humbled himself to the point of, hey, whatever you guys need for me to do, I want to do it because I want to win.
Penny, standing up there the other night at Madness, where you got the hoodie on, we want all the smoke on the back, you got your arms crossed, and the crowd's going crazy as you're out there and the smoke's blowing. What'd that feel like, man? What did that just feel like standing up there?
It felt great because the kids know how we really feel about them. They know that we're not shying away from competition. Mm-hmm. They know that we want to play anybody that wants to play us. We haven't proven anything yet. We're still the hunters, but we're saying we're not afraid of anybody. And then those kids, they understand that about me. They understand that about the staff. And standing up there the other day was basically saying, you know, this is how we feel. You know, we're taking on the personality of our city. You know, and it's just we're not afraid of anybody. And I know it's not coach speak to a lot of these guys around the country, and I've actually seen it flip a million ways It went from we want to win a national championship to Penny promises that we're going to win a national championship. So to me, that pose was for that. Like, y'all can put all the nonsense out in the air that you want. It's not going to change who we are and what we really want to do, what we want to accomplish.
You know, I know you got national championship goals, and that is your intention to bring one here to Memphis. But it did, when I'm watching that, Coach, it felt like his back. And you talked about that Tiger basketball. You talked about that in your press conference to sort of open up your era here back in Memphis. But is that what it felt like to you? I know you got goals you still want to accomplish, but it feels like it's back and it's relevant and the entire nation's watching. Is that what you felt like?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. We wanted to – my job coming back and wanting to take this job was to get the city – energized again, which it did, and also to put the nation on notice that Memphis is back, that Memphis basketball is back and it's going to be here to stay, and we're ready for this for sure.
Hey, Coach, we know you're really busy. We appreciate
thank
the time
you for
as
time,
always.
Coach.
Yeah, no, thank you guys. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
He is Memphis basketball coach Penny Hardaway. Yeah, I appreciate his time as always. They got a lot going on. They got another practice at 3 o'clock. Believe scouts are also going to be allowed in to watch that one as well. So, you know, it's kind of like we've said in, you know, since the beginning, since this thing was announced, Jason, how many schools can do this? How many schools can fill out an arena for a glorified practice? How many schools can get 80 plus NBA scouts, executives, general managers in their building under their roof?
Right.
You can count them on one hand. You know, it's the Carolinas, the Kentuckys, the Kansases. You know, and you got to put Memphis in that category now.
Memphis in that category now, and I'm not going to lie to you. This 3 weeks or whatever it is before the 24th, when Memphis will tip off its exhibition schedule against Christian Brothers down at FedEx Forum, feel a little bit like an eternity. All right, we've been talking about this class and, you know, sort of how good these guys are going to be in the rankings. It feels like for a couple of months now, and I just wish. I talked about this with Jeff on Friday. I just wish we could almost fast forward to the games.
No doubt.
It's like, because you're asking Penny there, what do you hope to get accomplished between now and the 24th? And it's chemistry and things like that. And look, you want to get that licked, right? And the Bahamas certainly was a part of this whole process of chemistry and building it that started down there. But I tell you what, I mean, John and I sitting there watching that team yesterday along with all those scouts, along with the media, and the only thing I'm sitting there thinking, John, is, man, I'm ready to see them get out there and play. And other than the chemistry issues, you know, what else is there? It's go time. And like we said, look, you know, as exciting as this thing is right now, it still feels sort of like a honeymoon. Penny's still got to go out and prove it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. You've gotten to this point and done everything you said you were going to do, and to a level clearly higher than even some of us expected, talking about a number one recruiting class in the country.
No doubt about it.
Clearly, right? Because just getting James Wiseman and Malcolm Dandridge and the locals, DJ Jeffries, wasn't going to get you the number one recruiting class in the nation. You had to do more to get that. But now we will get to the part of this that is, Penny, you got to prove it. You went out and you got all these guys, and now you've got to go get the wins. So we're looking forward to that part as well, the sort of proving it part. And I have there's just no doubt in my mind that with this kind of talent, it makes it easier to go out and do. It certainly does. Now, does that make Tenny's job easy? No, because we've said when you've got this much talent, the hard part is getting them all to play together. The hard part is getting them to sacrifice some things of their own individual goals for the betterment of the team. That's Penny's greatest challenge right now. But, again, with that staff and sort of with what that staff's accomplished, if there's anybody cut out to get these kids to sort of fall in line, you'd think, well, they probably got just as good a chance probably as in terms of preparation as the ones that have been good at this, you know, that have done it for year after year, the Coach K's and the Coach Cal. So I think they're in good position. Now it's just about going out and executing.
Yeah, and I think it's like he said, you know, Penny kind of sounded frustrated a little bit with sort of and I understand, like, things do get lost in translation when you're talking about, you know, you're transcribing quotes, things are said a certain way, and you can't convey that necessarily. But
did it sound like he was saying he didn't say that to Dane O'Neill?
Well, he said...
A little bit.
It sounded like what he was trying to say was that we want to win the national championship, as opposed to saying we're going to win the national
predicting
championship.
Predicting it.
Right. Yeah, like he's saying, when I look at this group, I think, you know, we can do it, as opposed to we will do it. You know, and that is a distinction.
I sense that, but he seemed to also be saying in the same breath, but bring it on anyway. Anything y'all want to say or you know, however you want to take my words, we'll take them the way you're going to take it and bring it on anyway. That's all the smoke. So I got a feeling too, John. I heard that sort of in his answer, that sort of, maybe I didn't say exactly that, and you all have kind of turned this thing. But what I also heard is no fear, and he doesn't care if you're going to turn it and use it your way, right? And maybe it's not necessarily as accurate as he thinks it should be. I sensed that. But again, it was interesting to hear him say too in the same breath, "We don't care. We want all the smoke."
It does remind me a little bit.
Take my words and say to twist them if you want to.
It reminds me a little bit of Tom Brady and the Patriots, kind of like his line about still being the hunters. No, sir. No, like you're the hunted now. Like you know what I mean? Like you. I mean, I get what you're saying because you haven't won anything yet. But like when you get the number one recruiting class and you say the things that you have said and people feel the way they feel, like you're the hunted. Well,
that's the prove it part.
You know?
Right. But again, with a roster like this, you think it's going to be hard proving it against this schedule? I mean, just show me the worst case scenario where this team all of a sudden is dropping the game versus Oregon. You're going to Tennessee against what will be an inexperienced Tennessee team. Still very talented, but inexperienced. Certainly not the group he's had. You're going to drop that one too. Like, I just don't see how the worst case scenario, you don't, when you look at the AAC, I know some people saying seven, eight teams from the AAC going to make it. No. I mean, it's not even the AAC it was last year in my eyes.
Yeah.
And so I just don't see where the going off the rails is going to happen. Like, I don't see where the sixth seed becomes a thing because, again, you see a monster run in front of these guys with the schedule they've got and the talent they've got.
Yeah. So, anyway, I appreciate Penny Hardaway for joining us on the show today. No, he's very busy. A big day for him, certainly. A big week for him over there at the University of Memphis. And, yeah, the exhibition is later this month. The exhibition games are at the end of this month. So that will be, still, like, you'll still be so anxious to see them against a, quote, real opponent, right? Because, what is it, Lemoyne and CBU, are those the two this year?
Yeah, Christian Brothers first on the 24th, and Lemoyne four days later.
So you're still going to feel, you're still going to be itching, right, to see them against Oregon. But, you know, at least it will be another team that's not the Baja men.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the cook.
Well, I mean, Christian Brothers gives you the half-court look. Magicians will try to run with you, so you get a couple of looks in those games heading into the opener against South Carolina State. I just figure this ain't a year where you're going in worried about, well, Christian Brothers going to slow you down. So, you might have to – it's going to be a new approach. And, again, with this kind of talent, you figure even if it's a slow game, it's not going to be close. But what will be good for Memphis is seeing those couple of different styles, because I'm telling you, with this kind of talent, with how up and down Penny intends to be, you don't have to be a rocket scientist or even a basketball coach to know the approach in terms of defending this team is going to be slow them down, half court, get back on defense, don't worry so much about the offensive glass, a la St. Louis and Rick Majerus that year against the Tigers. That will be the book on this team, because when you look at it from a talent standpoint, nobody's going to be able to match you man for man from a talent standpoint.
No doubt.
Most teams aren't going to be able to match your pace in getting up and down the floor. So, again, if you're going to see teams try to do something to Memphis, it's going to be slowing them down in a half-court game, and that's where a team, an exhibition like a Christian Brothers can come in and help you. That said, do not expect it to be even close, remotely close with this kind of talent. And I expect the season will be much like that.
Yeah, so anyway, there you go. Thanks to Penny Hardaway for joining us. When we come back, Rod Hampton's going to join us. We got some questions for him. We got some questions. So we will do that next. Jason and John on ETRN FM, ESPN.
We're sticking cash in your app. Download the Radio.com app for free now from the App Store. Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN. Then listen weekdays at the top of every hour. 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 noon, 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 3 p.m., and 4 p.m. Get the code. Text that word we give you to 72881. Data message rates apply. National contest. Get the code and you could win $1,000 from 92.9 FM ESPN.
More than ever, we need to laugh. Good thing the Radio.com app brings the funny.
Say, man, you left your lights on.
On Radio.com, you can listen to your favorite hometown morning show wherever you are, or nonstop stand-up on the Comedy Now channel.
Oh.
And hilarious podcasts like Curious with John Peck or Idiot with Chris Hardwick. All available 24/7 and all just a click away. So come on, lighten up and laugh a little or a lot. Radio.com on your desktop or download the free app now.
Hi, my name is Jerry Sinclair of Sinclair Mechanical. I've been doing HVAC repair and installation in the Memphis area for over 20 years. I am a one-man show. I don't have a home office and I don't have a website. because I don't need one. Unlike my competition, I do not have a huge overhead. So not only are you getting quality HVAC service, but you're getting a huge savings. Plus, it never hurts to have the guy as your point of contact. So call me today, 901-212-4636. That's 212-4636.
Fall is here, and we want to help you get your backyard ready. Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool has a great inventory of Caldera spas. They're your one-stop shop for everything outdoor spa-related, Louisiana pellet grills, and ceramic Komodo cookers. Visit the showroom and see all of the gas logs by Real Fire so you can stay warm this fall and winter. Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool, your one-stop solution for all things backyard, beauty, and fun. Located at 468 West Highway 72 in Collierville. Visit OutdoorLivingMemphis.com.
If you love to play golf but hate the expense of each round, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that Iring Golf and Country Club has a deal for you. Their low-cost memberships come with unlimited championship course play and access to the driving range, pool, and fitness center. It's fun for the entire family. Just sign in and you sit. And if you're 35 or under, you can take advantage of the junior executive offer that's only $140 a month. And if you join now, it's only $100 a month from now until December for any membership, limited membership excluded. That's at Iring Golf and Country Club because you deserve the country club lifestyle, located off Hex Cross near Shelby Drive, online, iringgolfcc.com.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line, behind home plate, center court ticket to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
What's going on, Memphis? This is John Martin. And listen, you may have wondered what it takes to enjoy 20 years of strong business in Memphis like the Blue Monkey has. Well, let me tell you, it takes hot wing rolls and a commitment to providing a great product and great customer service. And that's exactly what they do at the Blue Monkey each and every day. The good folks over at the Blue Monkey, they are celebrating 20 whole years this October. And here's what they want to do. They want to thank all of Memphis for their loyal support with a very special thank you to all the team members who have worked so hard and contributed so much in the last 20 years. So go ahead and mark your calendars right now. It's going to be a huge party celebrating 20 years of the Blue Monkey happening around Halloween. I'll have details as we get closer. Between now and then, two locations, downtown and midtown. Check out the menu online, BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown Friday night. Jason Foree Band on Saturday. The Pistol and the Queen. Don't be left standing outside this season. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Take a seat, take a sip, and win big. You won't miss out on any game action at Samstown Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
Ready for change? Join the club. LA Fitness believes showing up is all the initiation you need. Come by any Memphis location and ask for your 5 fit days to get your complimentary guest pass or visit LAFitnessMemphis.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show. Presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Later on tonight at FedEx Forum, the Memphis Grizzlies are going to be taking on RJ Hampton and the New Zealand Breakers, which of course means that the Hampton family is in town. Rod Hampton is RJ's dad, and it's like a reunion. It's good to have you back, man. How are you?
Man, I'm good. Thank you for having me back, man. I still feel the love in Memphis 10.
Is that true? You still feel the love?
Well, you know what? Everybody thought RJ was, you know, did Kansas wrong, so they booing us in Kansas, which we love Coach Self.
Yeah.
But Memphis, with all Derek, I know you're out there, baby. Holler at me.
I saw him like tweeting at you.
But the love here, man, from the streets, from the community, you can't beat that, man. I'm so happy for the Grizzlies. I'm so happy for Coach Penny, Coach Mike Miller. I mean, they're getting all they deserve. They're going to have a great team this year.
Now, let's just get that part out of the way, because it's just the elephant in the room. There are Memphis fans who feel like they got done wrong, too.
Oh, no. We were in total communication with Memphis, but it's a recruiting game, so you don't always show your hand.
Of course.
But I talked to Mike Miller 4 or 5 times a day. I called him when I didn't even want to call him. Just, what's up, big guy? And, you know, when you're recruiting, and it really came down to Memphis, Kentucky, and Kansas. And as you see, Memphis has a great team. And RJ could have added something to that team, but they're not going to miss a beat without RJ Hampton.
Memphis could maybe put you in position to be a number one pick like you guys are positioning yourself right now, but Memphis can't give you a shoe deal and pay you a salary.
That's true.
So so even like I was telling John coming in here, I don't see how any parent or anybody that's watching any basketball could look at this decision and say, bad decision, right? Because as Jonathan Gavoni told us yesterday, your son's getting developed. He's having everything. I mean, he's got the ball in his hands and is in a position now where he may overtake the James Wiseman and Anthony Edwards to get to one. So if you can tell me that you can do that and get the money, right? And how is that not a no-brainer, right?
And he's playing professional basketball. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's in the locker room with guys who have kids his age.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. How good's the basketball? That's what I was going to ask you. How good? Because I know how good it is in here in college, and we see that. How good's the basketball there?
You have the difference between the NBA and the NBL. The NBL doesn't have the athletes. You have them.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're grabbing, they're holding, they're pushing. He's really being pushed around physically, and he's taking it. I mean.
By men.
And you wouldn't get that in college necessarily.
You wouldn't get it. I mean, you know.
Certain teams would. Like, if you guys would have ended up in Memphis, like, you know, Cincinnati would have played like that. But, like, you're talking about 1-2 teams maybe.
Yeah, and you're getting – they're riding you on screens. And this is what he needs, though.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he needs. And he's getting 32 to 38 minutes a game. In college, you know, if you're at Kentucky, Kansas, Memphis,
not one of those.
You're not gonna get there because they're stacked across the line. And and do you need that for him? We want that for him. You don't need. You know, you're not playing that many minutes in college.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's getting 30 at Memphis.
Yeah,
he's getting 30 at Memphis.
You think so?
100%. How not?
Well, who getting?
How is he not? First of all, how is he not? I reject that part of it. He's getting 32 minutes wherever he goes.
Well, he said 32 to 38.
Okay, so he probably ain't getting 38, but he might. Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
He might.
This is my question. Who's getting 30?
Somebody good is going to get cut down here, though.
Yeah. I agree with that, but they're going to be guards that play 30-plus minutes on this team, though. Like, you don't think Boogie's going to play 30? Boogie going to play 30, you know? Damian Ball going to play 28.
Again, I hear you what you're saying, but, again, I would tell you there's a difference between 27, 28, right, which is approaching, and then 32 to 38, which he knows he's getting every night.
No question about that. I'm just saying, like, minutes would not have been the problem.
No.
Minutes would not
have been. Y'all would have got minutes, though. John right about that, for sure.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, the other parts of it, though, the professional life, learning how to be a professional, that's important, too. Like, what better way to learn to be a professional than by actually being a professional?
Yeah, I mean, the travel is taxing. You know, now he's got to eat right. You got to sleep right. You got to put in interviews. I mean, it's everything he's going to go through in the NBA next year, he's getting it now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you can't beat it. But everybody doesn't check the boxes. I think the positive for him, and I'm not tooting our own horn, we're there with him.
That's what I was just going
to say.
It's a whole family getting an experience.
Mom, to dad, to a cook meal, and I found the oxtails in New Zealand.
No, you didn't.
What?
They got oxtail in New Zealand? What did it taste like?
Oxtails.
Not like ours.
No. It tastes better because
it ain't
seasoned.
That's a dingo tail.
Seasoned.
Ours is killing us, so giving us high blood. Yours is pure oxtail.
Everything over there is organic. They're grass-fed. The cows are grass-fed. They look like something that's been made by Marvel.
Oxtail in New Zealand. Where is Auckland? Where do you live?
Auckland is the farthest country. It turns midnight there before it turns 1 o'clock in the morning before any place else in the nation, in the world.
Wow.
So they see the new year before any place else in the world.
They live in the future.
You're
living in the future in Auckland.
Yeah. I mean, people are, they're not in a rush. They're not pretentious, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a good country. You know, they got, you know, you get to see 100% health care. You know, it's how we wish this was here.
If you don't mind my asking, I don't want to sound naive, but how are we treated over there?
Oh, we're treated great.
You know what I mean?
You mean Americans.
How many of us are there? Well, African, black Americans.
Black
I ask it that
no,
way.
No, we're treated.
Are we everywhere? Is it y'all? You know what I mean? Are we everywhere?
No,
we're
not everywhere.
Are we in all the? Are we eating first? Are we flying first class? You know what I mean?
We doing all. Hey, money's still green.
Oh, 100%.
You know, it's all good. But
are we among friends? I guess is what I'm asking.
I think they also know that we're from America, so they kind of treat you extra. They treat you good just on GP, but we get treated extra good.
Well, I knew y'all want to get treated well.
But we're extroverts anyway, so it's all good.
Man, that living situation just—that's the part of, what an experience for my family. For you know, from my wife, for my sons. I mean, that's just the idea. Brother, a lot of families don't get an opportunity to go live overseas.
And, it's and like just a year-long vacation.
Experience that part of it.
You know what I mean?
In addition to y'all getting paid.
Yeah,
you're right. And I tell people now, you know, I didn't aspire to be a college coach. You know, some colleges will say, man, RJ comes here, we'll put you on the staff. I don't work for a college. I work for RJ now.
I got you.
And that's the blessing because I'm going to do it anyway.
Mm-hmm. The one question I want to ask you is why was it important to keep the college recruitment thing going when RJ came out and said y'all signed the deal a month early? That was the part I didn't understand.
Well, first of all, we didn't sign the deal a month early. We signed, just like college, a letter of intent to go over there.
I got you.
You know,
I got you.
But again, we're talking about an 18-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm.
If he woke up the day to sign and he's in highs and
now
he's shaking, I said, man, what's wrong with you?
That makes sense.
Dad, I don't want to go.
Okay.
Guess what? We weren't going. This has nothing to do with me and his mom and his brother. He wanted to do this. He could have pulled out at any time.
Gotcha.
But we ain't raised no fool. He knew the pros and cons of this.
Right.
He didn't even have a concept of money. When the shoe deal money hit about a month ago, he's like, whoa.
Couldn't believe it.
He's like, okay, can you get the Range Rover place on the phone? I said, you're going to be good, young
fella. Oh, my.
You're going to be good.
My goodness.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's like. Like, call somebody. Can you get the Range Rover place on? Like, I've never thought about making that call.
But it's with him, he loves to play basketball. So
everything I'm hearing then, and just from and from him, too, in the interviews I've read, y'all must feel like you made the 100% right decision. Like, there ain't no second guessing, right? You know how some big life decisions you look back, man, what if we had done this? I can't imagine anybody is second guessing anything. Y'all, you feel like you made the absolute 100% right decision.
You know what I was worried about? Terrence Ferguson, who's our guy, and Brian Bowen, they average respectively 6 and 4 points. I'm like, is this league this hard? Mm. And, you know, my big fellow over here always tell me, he say, one thing RJ can do in his sleep is score the basketball.
Mm-hmm.
He's averaging 17.5 in the preseason. He'll get a little bit harder.
Right.
But you adapt. And he's adapted to basketball-wise. And we don't even worry about basketball. Even breeding a basketball player, and they can do it in their sleep, you worry about everything else, the peer pressure, the girl, the outside influences, the social media.
Mm-hmm.
We got to hold on that. And we have to.
Mm-hmm.
But the basketball, it's on you now, RJ.
Yeah. And the great thing is you're playing in FedEx Forum anyway.
Playing in it.
You know, you ain't have to go to Memphis.
I told you before, our first 3 years of AAU ball, the semifinal or the final of every AAU was against Rodney Newsom and the Memphis War Eagles. This is like home to us.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we talked about it about a couple months ago. I said, RJ, you're going to have to reach out to a college program and say, man, you know what? I want to come back here and train. I want to be a part of your program.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Penny and Mike Miller would open that. You know, you see Jason Tatum coming through here.
Right.
You see a lot of these guys.
Oh, all the pro,
You see a lot of these guys. And there's no animosity.
Right.
You know, Penny's going to be fine. Kansas is going to be fine. Oops. Kansas is going to be fine.
Are they?
They're going to be fine.
You see them
They got a lot going on.
Brought the strippers.
They brought the acrobatics.
What is he doing?
No, they were acrobatic dancers.
Yeah, like you and me don't know what that is. But when we saw they didn't know what it was.
Though. That's true.
And you know, RJ's best friend goes there. There you go. RJ's best friend goes there, Jalen Wilson. He was like, OMG. I'm a nice dude.
I would say that this madness was better than what they did. I don't know if you heard, but they had a little baby. And
yeah.
You weren't watching on ESPN Plus, were you?
I watched it, the Jumbotron.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's basically what it was. I mean, it was just the feed from the Jumbotron.
So when you're watching tonight, you don't want, as a father who wants his son to do well, and we got all these scouts here, can you pull yourself back and say, hey, don't go get 32? You know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't been through this. I would want my kid to shine tonight against the Grizzlies and go crazy and score 60 if he can. But how do you, like, balance that with knowing that the scouts probably don't want to need to see that in the first place? But just as a father, man, you want him to go out there and shine tonight, don't you, to kill the Grizzlies?
I want him to compete as hard as he can against the Memphis Grizzlies. And I know what I've built and the foundation he has. That's going to take care of itself.
Mm-hmm.
62 points, the right way is 62 points. But also there's 62 the wrong way.
That can be bad.
Play the right because – he's going to be a point guard in this league, and you have to show that you can lead a team for one.
Mm-hmm.
You have to show that you can make everybody better, and then you're good enough to get yours. If you're on the team with, you know, the top 5 or 10 superstars,
you
got to decide when you're going to eat. You're not going to eat first at that table. You're not going to eat first with Paul George or LeBron or those marquee guys.
Right.
You know, you're going to make sure they eat, and they're going to make sure they take care of you in hindsight.
Body coming along. You like what you're seeing.
Oh, man, he's gained 11 pounds.
Oh. Wow.
And he's actually about, 6'6 now? 6'6. So, I tell you, it's that food.
That's why they're saying he could be one and he's over there eating that good off.
What is the difference in the food?
It's not shot up. It's not processed. I mean, the potatoes I get from the store have mud on. I have to go home and, no, seriously, am I right?
Well, you got to clean the mud off your potatoes? No, I don't know about it.
No, they come up, but the taste is so, I'm telling you.
It's worth it.
Once you taste it, you're going to be like, oh. There is a difference.
So can y'all, like, still go to enjoy a good, nice, you know, value meal at McDonald's, or is that, like, beneath y'all now?
Texas,
good food over there and all the oxtail that hadn't been shot up, can you still eat at McDonald's, or that's just beneath you?
But we eat at McDonald's there every day because it's good beef.
They got the better McDonald's.
McDonald's.
This is a big night for RJ, though, because, like, the number two pick is on the other side, too. Like, this, you know, it does feel like this could be a little bit of a proving ground for him.
It could be. It could be. But you know what? The pressure's not on him because let's think about it. In reality, he could be at Little Elm High School right now.
Right. That's true.
And I said, you're at Little Elm High School, you need 4 games of 100 points. You need 4 games where you scored 100 points. So there's no reason to be there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He could be at Little Elm High School, but what I'm saying, the Grizzlies ain't going to give him a pass. Ja's not going to give him a pass. Jaren Jackson not going to give him a pass.
Oh, they're going to be going at him.
They're going to be going at him.
Yeah.
So guess what? He's going to be going at them too.
I can't wait to see it. How many seats y'all got down there?
Are we straight? You coming?
Yeah, I'll be there. Y'all got any more spots overseas?
He's been saying he wants to come.
Y'all got any contracts for radio guys over there? Y'all over there in New Zealand? In Auckland?
Hey.
I'm going to come and eat some of that good oxtail, y'all. Oh,
Derek, holla at your boy.
Hey, you were talking, you know, because when RJ made the choice, he did it on Get Up, right? And everybody was saying that this could become a trend. You think it's going to be a trend, or do you think this is a case-by-case basis?
That's a great question. There's several boxes that you have to check to be a next stars guy in New Zealand. And it's not just basketball. There's character. There's, you know, different habits you have on and off the court.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first day, the practice, RJ got to practice 30 minutes before practice. That's not good enough. Now he gets to practice an hour and a half before practice. You know, so it's not just the best basketball players and everybody don't qualify. Just because you're number one in the country, you may not go over and do that. You know, because you're going to be subjected to things that are not over here. And it's not a freedom thing, but you have to be in line in what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not college, you know.
I think I got a feeling, because once we hit 2022 and they can go straight to the league, right, I don't know, and you can go get your money and your contract or whatever, will there still be the need to go over? I just wonder if y'all will be the sort of that story, like to John's point, that there won't be a whole folks to decide to go do that, because then you're in 2022, you're going straight to the league.
But the
story will be y'all.
But still, there's only going to be three or four of those guys.
Right.
Okay, so you take the next three or four who have
could
issues,
still have that opportunity yourself.
Who have issues that can't get, you know, like Terry Armstrong, great kid, but I don't know. I don't think he really wanted to go to college.
I got you.
He's doing that.
You'll still have
he's gonna
some
make money. He's adding 2 to 3 years to a 10-year pro career. Well, so guess what? If you had 10 years, now he got 13.
Especially if they see it go well for y'all, like it appears to be doing.
So that's and other leagues may start that. It's a good breeding ground for that. But it's gonna it hopefully will make the G League get in order. You know,
which they need to do.
Yeah. But you know, a young kid that's not. That's not versed and doesn't have the foundation doesn't need to do this. It doesn't need to do that. I wouldn't advise it.
But for you, nothing but positive, it sounds like.
Nothing but, I mean, it's a great league. I've got the commissioners to the league number. I got the owner to the league number. Anything you need, they're there for you. And then we have an American owner, Matt Walsh. You may be
on the show. Yeah, Florida guy, right?
Yeah. Matt has been unbelievable. But then again, he tells me that it's rare. I mean, we just live, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm thankful for him.
I'm happy for you and your family.
No doubt. Yeah. No doubt. You guys deserve it for sure. So appreciate y'all coming in as always.
Good luck
always.
Tonight. Like
yeah,
you
we'll
need
be
it.
Watching.
Man, we need all. I want
no,
all
you
of
don't.
Memphis.
Y'all skilled, know what you're doing.
Hey, man, we're going to come back here.
Raised them right.
We're going to come back here and train with these Grizzlies. I mean, not the Grizzlies. No, with the, these Tigers.
So you're saying you're adopting Memphis as your, like, honorary, like, alma mater.
You think they would have us?
Yeah, of course.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's really up to RJ, but we want to do that.
Okay, you guys want to adopt Memphis as his, like, honorary alma mater.
There you go.
Yeah, that's good, for sure. I don't think they're going to turn you away.
You do know Kyrie comes through here, right?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Jason Tatum comes through here, right?
Yep.
It's like his second home.
Lester Hudson, you know? Yep. I mean, they take him in. No
man, appreciate you bringing the fan and breaking this down for us, man. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Anytime, man. We'll see you soon. Thank you for your blessing, man. Continue to pray for us, and anything you need, we got you.
Amen.
That. We will come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN.
It's hot outside, but there is something that's hotter than the temperatures these days, and you guessed it. It's the deals at James Davis. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. One of the best clothing stores in the United States. It's where I get my suits for television work with CBS Sports, but you need to understand, they have so much more than suits. They have 5 pocket pants in every fabric and fit, and good news, the brand new Stant Custom Fit fabrics for fall have arrived. I know you've heard me talk about these Stant Custom Fit dress shirts before, but it's worth repeating. You get 3 measurements taken at James Davis, and 10 minutes later, you're going to have a custom fit shirt ordered. It'll be ready in just 9 days. They start at only $98. Trust me when I tell you, once you get Stant custom fit shirts, you'll never buy off the rack again. Paul Bettany suits are still 2 for only $7.95 at James Davis. So if you got a wedding party, don't rent tuxedos. That's a waste. Get suits for your groomsmen, suits that fit perfectly and can be used again. We have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. You'd be a fool not to take advantage of it. It's James Davis, Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Hi, this is Troy Fiveash, owner of Fiveash Roofing. As most of you know, I don't have a history of bragging or boasting that Fiveash Roofing is the best roofer in the Memphis area, but did you know we are the only diamond-level roofing professional in the area? We are one of very few local roofing companies that have been in business for 20 years. We've never had a justified claim against us. We are locally owned and family-operated. Our labor warranties are for the life of the shingles. We're experts in insurance claim. We do residential and commercial work. We are the official roofer of the University of Memphis Athletic Department and a proud member of the Tigers home team. We support local youth sports and St. Jude's. We have worked with churches and veteran services to help those in need by providing services at a deep discount or even for free. We are currently working with Young Life to give them a free roof on the historic log cabin in Germantown. Fiveash Roofing, fair, honest, and ethical. 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com.
Fiveash Roofing is what you do. We're here for you.
You always test the water, don't you? Whenever you get into the shower or the bathtub, you always make sure the water is not too hot so you don't get burnt. And the same thing is true if you're thinking of selling your home. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors, celebrating 150 years in business. Back to the hot water. When you or someone you know is thinking of selling, make sure and test the water. Talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers to find out not only what they think about your house and the price, but what they will do for you. And make sure that I am one of them. I have an award-winning, highly successful strategic marketing program with a Shellbucks option that can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. You can reach me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Find out why people often say that when you want the job done, call Shell Done. Between the internet marketing, our nationwide relocation business, and the Shell Bucks, you definitely need to call me at Shell Dunn Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now and don't get burnt.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and autopay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment. Hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you with the after-sales support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to 920machine.com and we'll send you a catalog, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. Because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. Get the Machine Lover's Dream Catalog free by calling 920-MACHINE or go to 920machine.com. Get your free catalog while they last at 920-MACHINE.com.
Landers Auto Sales, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, that's where you need to go because they got you. They got all kinds of different vehicles on the lot. They got large SUVs. They got small SUVs. They got compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans, whatever it is that you need on the lot, they got you covered. Price is starting at just $29.90. And they got one of the best teams in the Mid-South. They're going to make the process smooth. They're going to make the process easy because that's what it should be. It should be an exciting time, and that's what it always is down at Landers. You get down there. They don't happen to have what you want on the lot. Don't worry. Just let them know. They're going to go find it for you. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can find them online at LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you pay too much.
Hey, I'm Shayna, Pep Boy Service Tech. Fall is a dangerous driving season. With wet leaves, shorter days, and out-of-town drivers, you really need reliable brakes. Celebrate Fall Car Care Month with Pep Boys, and our ASE-certified pros will make sure your brakes are safe.
Now at Pep Boys, get up to $120 off Wagner Premium Brake Packages. Plus, get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card now through October 20th. Up to $60 per axle after mail and rebate. Credit card subject to credit approval. See restrictions at PepBoys.com.
Visit your Pep Boys Service and Tire Center today.
It doesn't take a focus group to name a Papa John's pizza with five of our best meats. Just take a ginormous bite and blurt out the first thing you think of. Meats! With an S. Meats, plural. Used in a sentence, it would be like, holy cow, that's a lot of meats! Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go enjoy the meats of my labor. Try large meats or works for just $12. Only at Papa John's. Not valid with other discounts. Fees and taxes extra. Prices may vary.
I've got goals and a plan to reach them, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment, and that includes my gear and preventive maintenance. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if something goes wrong with my scooter, they help me get back on the road quickly. No more waiting around on my ride or the bus. Now I'm in control of my day. Learn how you can get started at MyCityRides.org.
Listen up, Memphis. Everybody's favorite fitness center, ATC Fitness, is kicking it up a notch with newly added hydro massage lounges in all of our locations. Stop in today for a free demo. It's the most relaxing, refreshing, and rejuvenating thing you can do for yourself on the market today. And it's included in our premium membership. Come on in. You deserve it. Check us out online at ATCFitness.com. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis Group, that's who you need to go with if you're looking to buy or sell here in Memphis. That's what Lewis did. Lewis wasn't sure. Was the time right? Was the market right? Got the Live Love Memphis team. He had a few questions for them. They answered them. And he said, you know what? That's good enough for me. I'm going to sell my home. Listed on a Monday. By Tuesday, it was under contract for this price.
That was fast. That was fast. It's pretty much the name of the game when you get with the folks over at Live Love. Most important that they get it sold, right? But it's really nice when they can get it sold for you and do it quickly. Did that for me. Have done it for everybody, Lewis included. Working with my man Kontar Macklin right now. He's got a couple of offers. You can get them offers when you're messing with Live Love. Got mine sold in 6 days. So give them a call. Be smart. 901-685-6000. Or more importantly, just let this be simple. You'll hand it over to Jennifer Carstensen. She'll tell you all the things you need to do to get it fixed. Probably going to be a very short list. She'll only tell you what you really need to do. And then you'll be on your way to getting that home sold. Again, 685-6000. Get with the right group because you've been trying to sell your home through the wrong one. It's the Live Love Memphis group. They're at livelovememphis.com.
We have a little bit of a controversy on our hands. Jason, Richard Sherman claimed Baker Mayfield refused to shake his hand during the coin toss. Well, there's video of Baker Mayfield shaking Richard Sherman's hand at the coin toss.
I saw my man Orlando Nomo DM me when we were talking about that and said, I saw the video. Sherman is full of crap. He DM'd me that an hour ago when we were I got to give it to my man. Yeah. I have not seen the video. Did he shake hands or not?
I mean,
Yeah, it looks like it.
Dude, he just shook Richard Sherman's hand. Now, is he talking about a different instance? That's before the coin toss.
Richard Sherman mentioned the coin toss. I mean.
Well, that don't look good for you.
Anyway, let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
I like what you said, Richard, but you can't lie.
No.
You can't lie about what went down. Tonight, a show that we know John Martin can't get enough of. The BET Music Hip Hop Awards tonight at 8 p.m. John, they're hosted by Lil Duval, who's living, as you know, his best life.
Yep.
It's at all times. You and I be watching that tonight together because we're brothers.
How is that more important than Mixed-ish, followed by Black-ish on ABC tonight?
I'll tell you what.
It's at 8 o'clock. Mixed-ish,
the season opener let me down.
Oh, did it?
The second show was better, and I do have it. I am DVRing it, Brad, and giving it a chance because, again, it's about my people.
A teacher is telling Rainbow to make sure her hair is neat for picture day. That is part of the plot line tonight. So,
man, I appreciate you getting in on Mixed-ish.
I'm following what's going on here.
Thank you.
$2 tickets, by the way. We were talking about the price of these tickets for this Grizzlies night. If you want to sit in that building tonight for a few bucks, you actually have a pretty good exhibition basketball game to watch, right?
I can go down and watch a couple of, John Morant, number two pick last year, and R.J. Hampton, top five pick this year? I mean, maybe number one?
Yeah, it's pretty good matchup. Yeah, you can
get
that done tonight for just a few bucks on all the Vivid seats in various places I've looked. It's super cheap just to get in the building tonight.
Grizz Breakers tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you don't want to watch that, if you're in the Halloween mood, Jason, I don't know if that's something that you get up for, but on the Travel Channel, Most Terrifying Places in America, the Haunted Pharmacy, inmates serve a sentence at an abandoned prison, and a fatal doctor haunts an old pharmacy.
Now, know I don't believe in ghosts.
Well, you might after tonight on Most Terrifying Places in America, okay? So, anyway, that's going to do it for us today. As always, shows are presented to you by The Wing Guru. Stop by if you're hungry. Thanks to Penny Hardaway for joining us on the show today. Thanks to Clay Traps, and thanks to Rod Hampton. That is going to do it for us today. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Wellness. It's important. Why not feel better with a therapeutic massage from Massage Envy? Not only can massage therapy for men alleviate stress and tension, it's also been shown to relieve neck and back pain, reduce heart rate and high blood pressure, and improve athletic performance. Massage Envy offers deep massages, deep muscle therapy, aromatherapy. So take care of yourself and call Massage Envy today at one of the four convenient Memphis locations, Midtown, Germantown, Collierville, and Cordova. Visit massageenvy.com to find your most convenient location. Appointments now available.
Come right up close.
Oh, I can't believe it. I used to see these fortune teller machines as a kid.
Oh, I think I have a quarter.
Soon, you will have questions about filling the gaps.
Gaps?
Medicare gaps.
How does he know how old we are?
I see everything.
Ooh. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. Have questions about Medicare supplements? Give us a call or visit fdhealthplans.com. Farm Bureau Health Plan, we've got you covered.
Right now at Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer, get 0% for 60 months with zero down on select new Cat compact equipment. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Call Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. That's Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to take more of your favorite music, news, sports, and podcasts with you on the go? Download the free Radio.com app today on your phone or connected device. Or listen live on your smart speaker anytime, anywhere.
FedEx employees, have you heard? There's a financial institution just for you. FedEx Employees Credit Association. Join today to get bigger returns and competitive rates on savings, checking, loans, investing with less and lower fees all around. Visit FECCA.com to apply.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. One of the most common and life-altering injuries that we see after a car crash is a herniated disc. Often it causes a lifetime of care, injections, and surgeries. A life where the most simple enjoyments become painful struggles. But insurance companies often refuse to pay for these injuries. They say disc herniation is no big deal, but we know the truth. We know how life-altering a...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.